Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Ask a Coach. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. I had someone ask me the other day if they could run every day in their holidays, so I thought I'd address that question and also the broader question of training frequency in general. I do get asked from time to time if I run every day myself, and the answer is definitely a resounding no. I know my body wouldn't stand up to it. And I'd actually find it a bit tough mentally to run every day. When I was younger, I certainly trained every day, but it was a variety of activities, not limited to any one activity. I'm a firm believer in having some other activities outside of running or whatever your chosen sport is, particularly at the recreational level. But even at the elite level, there's definitely merit in mixing things up a bit. I do usually like to schedule at least one rest day a week for people. I think it's really important to give your body a bit of downtime and also give your mind a bit of downtime as well. Most of the population are not elite runners, so you're not professional runners. You've probably got many things in your lives which need attention to. Even if all you do is work and run and you have no family or social commitments, I think it's still you still need to have a day's downtime just to yourself. If you run every day, it just it increases your risk of overuse injuries and physical and mental burnout as well. You can get away with doing too much for a little while, but eventually I reckon it's going to catch up with you. So if you wanted to run every day on your holidays, it probably wouldn't be a problem unless your holiday was like for 4 weeks. But of course, it depends on how much running you add by adding in extra days in your training. So when I'm adding a day of training to someone's program, I generally will cut back the duration of each run. So for example, if they were running 3 runs a week of an hour each, I'd spread that 3 hours of running over 4 runs a week when I added an extra run in. So instead of 3 60-minute runs, they might do 4 45-minute runs. Or we might keep 1 run at 60 minutes and they do 3 runs of 40 minutes or possibly 3 runs of 45 minutes, depending on the athlete really. But pretty much if you're spreading that 3 hours over 4 runs. So the reason why you don't want to add extra mileage at the same time you're adding an extra run is that by adding that extra run in, you're reducing recovery time. Whereas with 3 runs a week, you can have at least a day between runs. With 4 runs a week, you won't. If you want to fit 4 runs in each week, there'll be back-to-back runs, like, you know, day to day, somewhere in the week. And once you're used to the extra run, then you can increase your mileage, of course, but or maybe if you don't want to increase the mileage, you can increase the intensity. But pretty much I don't increase more than one thing at once, so either mileage or intensity or the number of times you're running each week. That's the rule of thumb, and some people can handle slight increases in 2 things at the same time. So I operate on increasing load, so that's based on your intensity and your duration, and that's like the duration of your runs, and that's relative to what you've done over the previous 4 weeks. I add up all your load for the last 4 weeks and divide that by 4, and then I don't want to increase your load for the current week usually it's sort of less than a factor of 1.3. So the question of running every day of your holidays kind of leads to another question really about whether it's kind of overall better to do shorter runs every day or longer runs every other day. So to squeeze all of your mileage into a smaller number of runs so that you get more recovery time, or spread it out a little bit. And look, again, this is a really individual thing. If you run every day, of course, it does spread the load out a bit. And that can be really helpful if you tend to lose your form as you run for longer, particularly if your upper body or your core strength are a bit lacking. It might actually help to be able to run for less time in any one run. A few years ago, I developed some hip bursitis when I was training for a half marathon. And pretty much when I got to 12K, it started aching like crazy. So I just had to stop my runs at 12K, because otherwise it not only was hurting during the run, which would have been fine, but it aggravated it so that it was actually hurting more when I wasn't running as well. And that then becomes a problem, and you really need to curtail your training if what you're doing when you're running makes the injury worse outside of the run you're doing. So it seemed like the only thing that made it worse was running for longer, not running more frequently. So I just had to do some split runs. So I ran in the morning and the evening on the same day, and I did some sort of more frequent, shorter runs so that that sort of running every day or nearly every day can be an advantage in some circumstances, like that case with my hip bursitis, because the ultimate solution was to address the underlying issue there, which was some glute strength issues. One of the disadvantages of running every day, though, is that your muscles and your ligaments just don't have the time to recover. But the upside, of course, could be that they don't actually need quite as much recovery time as they haven't worked as much. I do think recovery time is really important, though. And, you know, most of us don't have the luxury of doing nothing other than exercise. So when you're recovering, you might actually be standing on the sideline at your kid's soccer match or cooking dinner or vacuuming or walking around the supermarket or maybe even worse, sitting at your desk doing nothing. So keep that in mind that you need to leave time to recover. So yeah, running every day might not be the best option, just from that point of view of having some downtime for your body. And also running more days a week can increase pressure on your schedule outside of running. So you just need to take that into account when you're deciding what works best for you. And definitely the best schedule is going to be something that's going to keep you motivated. I like to usually give people a couple of days off running. Some people like to run more than that. At the moment, I can't think of anyone I've got running 7 days a week. Actually, I think 5 days is the most at the moment. But that'd move up to 6 days a week for some people as they step up to their next marathon. But don't stress if you're planning on a marathon, you can't fit 6 days a week in. People have run marathons on 3 days a week. It does get a bit tricky, but it definitely can be done. So it's really what suits you best. You know, like we're humans, we're all a bit different. So what works for one person could be a disaster for another person. You'll know if you're doing too much, if you're consistently tired and sort of feeling exhausted, and if taking a couple of days off doesn't fix the problem, you might need to take a few more days off. And if you're still sort of feeling that sort of lack of motivation and overall fatigue, either you might be getting sick or you might be running too much, or obviously maybe both. So we just need to experiment with cutting back the number of days or your mileage. Remember, they don't give out medals to the person who runs the most number of days in training each week. Back to the original question of running every day when you're on holidays. I would say, yep, by all means, do so. But I really wouldn't want you doing that for more than 2 weeks. And you must keep your easy days easy and just spread that weekly mileage out over all of your runs so that each run's a little bit shorter than like the runs you have scheduled. And also, just because you can do it for 2 weeks, be prepared to drop back a bit after that. We won't be kind of launching your training from that higher starting point, or else we're just going to be courting problems. And I can't believe it, but this is the last time I'll be asked for coaching before Christmas. So enjoy your holidays, everybody. Hope you have a lovely time, whatever it is that you're doing. Be safe. And I'm looking forward to some great running in 2020.